Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Twitter accounts of major figures and companies, including Barack Obama and Bill Gates, have been hacked in what appears to be the biggest ever coordinated attack on the network. Fake tweets were posted on victims' accounts asking people to send Bitcoin donations. Sophie Long reports.
The tweets, which appeared on the accounts of billionaires Elon Musk and Bill Gates, encouraged people to send thousands of dollars of digital currency to a Bitcoin account with the promise of receiving double the amount in return. Similar posts appeared on Amazon boss Jeff Bezos' account and those of former President Barack Obama and current presidential hopeful Joe Biden. Corporate accounts for both Apple and Uber were also targeted. Records indicate the scammers could have received more than $100,000 worth of cryptocurrency. A spokesperson for the social media platform said they are investigating and taking steps to fix the security incident.
An international team of scientists has concluded that this year's unprecedented heatwave in the Siberian Arctic provides unequivocal evidence of climate change, fuelled by man-made global warming. Between January and June, the Russian region recorded temperatures 5 degrees above average. The scientists say this period of exceptional heat was a result of man-made greenhouse gas emissions. A study by British researchers has warned that Islamic State fighters are regrouping in other parts of the world following the defeat of the organisation in the Middle East. Frank Gardner has more.
Western concerns about jihadist fighters returning home to Europe may have been misplaced, according to new research published today. Instead, say its authors, there is evidence that following the military defeat of the Islamic State so-called caliphate last year, jihadist fighters are flocking to other conflict zones around the world, posing a renewed threat to global security. At least 100 fighters from the Middle East have made their way to the Philippines, says the report. It criticizes Western governments, especially Britain, for failing to address the problem of their citizens who went out to join Islamic State and who are now languishing in poorly guarded prison camps in Syria and Iraq.
President Trump's leading advisor on the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has described efforts by some in the White House to discredit him as bizarre. He said a series of attacks on him reflected poorly on the Trump administration, and reasonable people there realized this was a major mistake. Our reporter Ali Makboul has the story.
For others, the reason the White House would want to discredit and blame Dr. Fauci is obvious. With more than 67,000 new cases reported on Tuesday, more than any other day since the start of the pandemic, and with more than 137,000 Americans having died in total, it is the president who is under scrutiny for his mixed messaging, for playing down the severity of the crisis, and his push to end lockdowns against the advice of medical experts.
BBC News.